When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Well, Sheridan kicks off. The Bombers fair catch a very short kick. Hunter Shaw fair catches it at the 39-yard line. And that's where Mountain Home will start their first possession of the season.
I don't understand that.
The kick?
The kick.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of odd. Bombers operating left to right, our opening kickoff tonight. Brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Bombers with the ball, blue jerseys, white numerals, gold trim, and the white pants moving left to right. Out of the dead tee here to start. The handoff is to Junior Williams. Sheridan ready for him. He's going to pick up a yard, and that's about it.
Well, we're going to see that they're going to crowd the line. They came out in an odd man front right there with the linebacker, and the linebacker is just going to—he's going to mirror the fullback and go wherever he does. The center just hoping to create a the nose guard. Just—he's either going to slant or create a stalemate right there. He's a pretty good sized kid, going to be tough to block. But number 27 is just going to the quarterback, and they've got two outside linebackers. Basically, a 5-3 look.
Second and nine here for Mountain Home. From their own 40, the give is to Junior Williams, hit at the line of scrimmage, keeps the legs driving, but he's still just going to get 1 yard on the carry.
Now we're going to run that again later. We're going to have to pull that because they collapse down on the fullback immediately. And I know we don't have the best foot speed back there right now, but you got to step around the corner. You got to make them defend from sideline to sideline. You can't limit it between the hash marks.
I know there's been a lot of jawing on the you know how kids are with social media these days. Sheridan's been talking about Junior Williams all summer. They've been waiting to have a shot at him, and they've stopped him on the first two plays. Second and a third and eight now.
It's a long night.
It is. Third and eight, strong right formation. The give is kept this time by Tabor. On the right side, he'll pick up a yard. That's it. And the Bombers are going to go three and out on their first possession.
Once again, didn't do a real good job of controlling the line of scrimmage. Not a lot of room to run. We didn't hit the line of scrimmage with the football very hard. We're not in mid-season form yet. We're still slow getting to the line of scrimmage.
Fourth and seven, the Bombers will send the punt team on. Dylan Pausch handles the punting for Mountain Home.
Back 50 received for Sheridan is number six, Ian Walthall.
Back deep for Sheridan is Walthall. Pausch gets the kick away.
Good job.
Bounce at the 30 and go out of bounds. Good job of angling it with that rugby-style kick. And it's going to be somewhere around the 20 to 25-yard range. And Sheridan's going to be pinned low. Near the 25, right there, right at the 25-yard line. So, Bombers go three and out with their first possession of the night. Let's see what Sheridan does with their first possession. Stephen Thomas is the new quarterback for the Yellow Jackets. Last year, starter moved away and actually quit the team, and Thomas was a move-in. They'll start with three wides. Thomas out of the shotgun. Now they'll shift a couple of running backs back there with him. He will give it to the first man through.
Good job that time. Stepping up, filling the hole. 63 and...
Alden Lucas on the carry, picks up two on the play. It was Austin Lance in on the stop that time for Mountain Home.
Little read option look out of the shotgun right there.
2 yard gain on the play,
trying to change the strength of the formation with a shift right prior to the snap. We do a good job adjusting to that.
Empty backfield right now for Thomas.
And again, here they come.
Shift.
Just trying to create a seam somewhere, mistake.
The handoff is given to this near side. Once again, it's Alden Lucas on the carry. Across the 30 out to the 33-yard line.
I had a good hole that time. We overran it. We were right there where we needed to be. The linebacker overran it a little bit and let the back cut back against the grain. Else it had been another 1 yard gain. big play right here.
Third and two for this Bomber defense. Let's see if they can hold. Thomas out of the gun. Fakes the handoff, rolls out to the right side, and he's going to run.
That's a block in the back.
First down, it was. They didn't call it either, did they?
That's a block in the back on the wideout.
And it's a first down run to the 36.
He's got a little quickness, man. We lost contain. Had a guy there. He got around and got the first down, but once again, you can't let that wideout block your cornerback in the back there.
8:43 left in the opening quarter. Mountain Home and Sheridan scoreless to this point. Bombers went three and out with their first possession. This is Sheridan's first possession of the evening. They all stand up and look at the sidelines. The play has been signaled in.
They're holding up cards over there for formations. And
6 seconds on the play clock. And the inside handoff once again is to Lucas. He's into the secondary at the 50, cuts it back. It's a foot race. He's at the 30. He's tripped up. He gets out of that. He's going to score. Touchdown, Sheridan. 64 yards for Alden Lucas.
Just little cutback, little counteraction out of the same formation. We didn't do a very good job on the backside of closing down and being where we should. Looked like we saw the ball going away from us, and we just didn't pursue to it.
Lucas takes it 64 yards to the house. This was the lowest scoring offense in Class 6A last year, and they strike on their first possession. The extra point by Gonzalez is up, and it's good. 8:31 left opening period. Sheridan leads it 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
That's the sound of our tax dollars driving across the border. Arkansas has been helping grow the economies of our neighboring states for years. But now it's time to change that. Issue 4 would expand gaming and tourism in Arkansas, keeping our tax and tourism dollars here, growing our economy, creating jobs, and funding priorities like roads and highways. Let's pull our tax dollars back across the border by voting for Issue 4 on November 6th. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
Well, the kickoff by Sheridan goes out of bounds. Again, they try the pooch kick. It goes out of bounds. Bombers will have it at the 35-yard line to start this possession. Well, not the start you wanted to see from Mountain Home. Offense gets the ball first, goes three and out. Sheridan, four plays later, scores, and they have the lead. And Bob, as young as this team is, it's going to be tough to play from behind.
They just throw a flag?
That's the one from the kickoff. They forgot to pick it up.
It's going to be tough to play from behind. And, you know, they're crowding the line of scrimmage with nine guys. And
here's that read option. And Junior is going to fall ahead. Picks up about two to the 37-yard line.
But we're not getting any movement on the line of scrimmage. They're attacking us, and we're not attacking back right now. We've got to get a whole lot more aggressive up front.
Junior's had three of the four carries so far. Shad and Hirschberger in that backfield as well for Mountain Home. Logan Walker is the wideout. Pass to the tight end. It's just under 8 minutes left in the opening quarter. Sheridan with a 7-0 lead. Tabor will give it to Junior, bounces outside, takes a couple of tacklers with him across the 40, bangs his way out across the 44 near the 45-yard line. He's about a yard shy of a first down.
They took it a little wider that time, not the A-gap guard center gap, but they took it off tackle that time, and with Sheridan pinching and closing down, Junior had a little seam to run through. Third and short right here. This is a big play. Don't want to turn the ball back over to him right now.
Third and a yard for Mountain Home. Caden Williams into the ballgame. He'll be the wide out on the left side. Third and one for this Bomber offense. The inside handoff to Shot spins his way for the first down across the 45. He was stood up, was going to be short, spins left out of that tackle, and falls forward to move the chains.
Boy, he did a good job that time getting it, because you're right, he was stood up behind the line of scrimmage. Didn't do a very good job of blocking at the point of attack. You know, I think they're running a little X done in there with the nose man and that middle linebacker, and it's tough to pick up sometimes.
6:49 left of the first quarter. Sheridan up 1-0 at this point. Fresh set of downs for the Bombers. And Tabor on the inside handoff is going to be a pickup of about 3 on the play as Hershberger gets the carry.
That's just a hard dive out of the straight tee right there. You just, you know, that's man-on-man right there, and hope to the seam. That's a good play for that, good result for that play, 3 yards right there when you just a straight dive.
Second and 7 here for the Bomber offense. 6:15 left in the opening period from War Memorial Stadium. Again, out of the tee. Ball is going to be given to Junior Williams. Lowers that head and fights his way. A tough 1 yard run out to the 50.
Once again, tried to widen it out a little bit on the far side. And, you know, when you do that, that's good, but you got to block them down inside to do that. You can't let them, you know, squeeze through a seam. The defender can't squeeze through that seam to get there. You need to stay square. And look like we got somebody.
Got officials timeout. I'm not sure why. Equipment problem, it looks like. That's Shod. So he'll come out, and Lathan Aldridge will check in now for Mountain All, but one of those halfback positions. 5:34 left of the opening period. Third down here for Mountain Home. It's 3rd and 6. Tabor gives it straight ahead. First down run for Mountain Home. Hershberger up the middle again, Bob, again with that dive play.
Well, you know, when you catch them in the right defense and they're stunting, you know, that time they might have been stunting to the wide side or the strong side, and you catch them right there, you can get a big play. And that's what you got to do to Junior, or eventually get him, like he always does. He'll eventually get him some big plays later on down the line.
A 7-yard pickup that time for Hershberger makes it a first down for Mountain Home at the Sheridan 43-yard line. 5:03 left first quarter. Bombers down by 7. Out of the dead tee once again. And it's Hershberger diving ahead to pick up a 5 on first down. He'll take it to the 38-yard line.
Hershberger on the carry.
Well, the little quick hitter right there is already proven to be a problem for the Sheridan defense.
Well, it is. You know, the middle linebacker's keying the fullback. When Junior goes wide, he actually overran Hershberger that time by going too wide. But he's keying on the fullback, following, mirroring his every move, so Hershberger was able to get underneath him for a good gain.
2nd and 5 here for the Bomber offense at the 38 of Sheridan. And they give it to Hershberger again. He's got a first down run down to the 31, a pickup of 7. And right now, Sheridan has no answer for that play. Same play, three of the last four
right there, and they're still, you know, they taking their nose man out. He got dinged up. Now they've got the starting nose man back in there. But good job of blocking. You know, when you hit that quick dive, you just got to get a body on a body, and they did a good job of getting that on the left-hand side of that offensive line.
He's running right now between the guard and the center. That's Tolbert and Ritchie that he's running between. And the ball this time given to Junior, and he is hit at the line of scrimmage. They're going to give him a yard, it looks like, to the 30.
Well, right now, the way it looks, you think, well, we're not blocking a soul, but really they've got us outnumbered on the defensive front now. We're trying to block 7 guys with 6.
3:35 left in this first quarter. Sheridan leads at 7-0. The Bombers went 3 and out in their first possession, but they picked up 3 first downs on this drive. It started back at their 35, and they're down to the 30 of Sheridan now. 2nd and 9 for Mountain Home. And inside handoff, this is Aldridge. He's going to fall ahead to about the 28, a pickup of 2 on the carry.
Now, this is going to be 3rd down. You got 2 downs to make this. I mean, this is too long for a field goal, I think. And
2 yard gain on the play brings it a 3rd down and 7.
3rd and 7 here for Mountain Home. At the 28, they've got to get to the 21 to move the chains. 2:54 left in this opening quarter, 7-0 Sheridan. Bombers moving left to right here in this first quarter. The handoff is to Hershberger, and boy, that was well played that time by the Sheridan defense. He picks up about a yard, and that's it.
Well, they stunted right into it that time. We didn't do a very good job blocking the nose man. He got play side pretty quick.
So fourth and six here for this Bomber offense. Has been a very nice drive. They've got to convert here to keep it going. At the Sheridan 27-yard line, fourth and six. Let's see if the Bombers can convert and keep the drive going. Back to pass is Tabor. Tabor looks left side, has a man open, complete, catch at the 12-yard line. First down, Mountain Home. Caden Williams hauls it in. He was wide open.
Well, he was wide open. That was a good soft pass by Tabor that time. You know, good pocket. I talked about the pass block. I'm worried about that, but that was a good pocket for him to throw. But once again, I think Sheridan's helping us by pinching to the middle, playing to run so hard they've not got their heads up looking for the pass, and they shouldn't.
Well, that was a nice call.
It was. Nice call and wide open receiver and a good throw.
So a fresh set of downs from the 13-yard line.
The junior.
Junior ahead inside the 10 to about the 9. Actually, down to about the 8. He's going to pick up about 5.
Right. Now you start banging when they get a little tired. And you know, they got their hands on their hips out there defensively right now. And it's junior time right now. You know, when Junior's running full speed and got his knees up high, he's not got his knees up high yet. He's still getting into shape, but you got to get those knees up and get hard to tackle. And if you just get a helmet on somebody, sometimes Junior will run right through that tackle.
Second down and six from the 8. This is Junior again. He's going to take it to the 6. He'll pick up 2 on this play. So it's going to be third down and about 4 here for Mountain Home. At the Sheridan 6-yard line. 53 seconds left in this first quarter. Sheridan up 7-0. Play is sent in from the sideline. Third down and 4 here for the Mountain Home offense. And the ball given to Hershberger, tripped up at the line of scrimmage. He gets 2 down to the 4. So now you're looking at 4th and 2 from the 4. Aldridge comes out, is shot, checks back in. Bombers have converted 1 4th down on this drive. Let's see if they can do it again. It's going to be 4th and 2 from the 4.
They're going to let the clock run out and change quarters.
We have played 1 quarter from Little Rock's War Memorial Stadium. Sheridan leads at 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
When you see the blue ribbon decals on the helmet and the blue penalty flags during the opening game of the season, remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Know the stats. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.